Greetings, survivors and supporters. Miranda from Troubled, a podcast by survivors of institutional abuse for survivors in the general public. Super quick bonus episode while we wait on the backload of episodes that I haven't launched because off-grid Texas blackout life is like legit for real. This is a reading of an open letter by our survivor sister from the family school, Liz Ionelli, survivor 993, who's also a psychotherapist, traumatologist, frontline everything, and is really leading the fight in New York and the New York Child Victims Act in the Supreme Court there. So if you're unfamiliar and you were abused in New York, please check out all those back episodes. Lots of work to be done. And I'll put a couple other notes on the end of this, but I just want to get to the reading. This is going to be read by Spring Creek survivor sister Natalie Infinity. There's a link to her YouTube version of this that has the entire transcript in the description. So if it's better for you to read and see her beautiful face, just skip me, skip this audio and just scoop the YouTube video. Other words, here we go. This is Natalie Infinity for Liz Ionelli.
Hello, Survivorland. I've been requested to read a letter from our sister with the ICU Survivor Movement, Liz Ionelli. Liz is currently offline, and she has asked me to share a message with anyone who knows her and supports her. And is involved with the movement. Dear fellow survivors, I hope this letter finds itself to you. Yes, you. Please share this letter as much as you can, as I am unable. I have, for very personal reasons, fallen away from social media, and you may not see me for a while. I am okay. I'm very busy summoning all of my strength to do something of epic magnitude, to face my own personal abuse head on. Over the last 5 years, my best friends have left this earth and new ones have graciously stepped in. If you're reading this, consider yourself part of this circle that has given me strength and shelter when I needed it most. We are the survivors. We know the truth of what we endured, and we know the lasting effects that have followed many of us to the grave, or what feels like an unfinished life. I invite you to not just survive, but to thrive. I am only one survivor of many. Together as collectives across the country and beyond, we have accomplished so much. I am embarking on a journey of accountability, justice, and closure. To do this, I must face my trauma and abuse at the hands of the troubled teen industry. This time, I must physically walk alone. Please don't look at my absence as anything more than a necessary step to accomplish something I never thought possible. Lady Justice will be my armor, and the friends I have lost will be the wind on my face. You all will be beating in my chest like 1,000 drums, filling the fifth chamber of my heart. I want you to believe something to the core of your being. Humans lead with belief. Once you understand that belief has to come first, then you'll know what it is you have to work on, because most people think that they need to do something extraordinary in order to believe in themselves. But I'm telling you right now, if you don't believe in yourself first, you will never accomplish anything great. All of human history, For all of human history, the 4-minute mile stood as an impossible to break barrier, and people believed it. They actually believed it was humanly impossible to do it, and so it was never broken, no matter how many times people tried. Pundits, everybody said your heart will explode. There's no way that the human body can do that. But one guy, Roger Bannister, believed it was possible, and even though he had no reason to believe that, he was able to train and train and train until he finally broke that 4-minute mile. The only person to do it, because he was the only person that believed it could be done. Now, here's the crazy part of this story. Something that has stood for all of human history, 6 weeks after he broke the record, another person broke it, and then another, and then another, and then another, until dozens, then hundreds, then thousands of people broke that. Something that had stood for all of human history as a barrier that simply could not be broken. And the only thing that changed, they believed it could be done. And that's it. Once you understand that, once you know that first you have to cultivate the belief, then you're going to put your energy into the area that makes sense, actually learning to believe in yourself. My point is, if you believe you're able to do something, to push through the fear of failure, it will lead you to success. Believe in your greatness. Believe that inside every one of you, there is the possibility of running the 4-minute mile. That mile can be anything you want it to be, but it is the journey that belongs to you. I am about to run my own 4-minute mile, and I believe against all odds that I will cross the finish line. We are breaking barriers because we believe we can. We as survivors are being seen and being heard, and we have carried so much pain and suffering so heavy most outsiders will never comprehend. So the next steps my feet will take on a sidewalk into a room, seated in a chair, facing opposition, I know that I believe I will swiftly and with precision deliver the truth and demand that those who caused it take responsibility for their actions that have crippled me most of my life. When I reemerge, I will be different. I do not know what my future holds. I ask that you hold space for me on this next run and that you save a seat for yourself. You will see me again. And when you do, you will know where I have been. And hopefully by then, we will all know where all of the work and grit I have crawled through on bloody knees will take me. And until I see you again, and you will, I see you, survivor. Liz Iannelli, Survivor 993. We are all well on our way. We are not powerless children anymore. I believe in you, and I see you, survivor. Much love.
We see you, survivor. Please connect with Natalie. Liz is obviously offline right now. We will be releasing a lot of information. Today, Wednesday, by the way, the House of Missouri passed HB 557 and 560, which we've been heavily working on. That's obviously a main focal point in Missouri. There's a lot of activities for you guys to get involved in, whether you're an ally or a survivor. Again, reminder, the New York Child Victims Act. If you or anyone you know is sexually abused in New York at any time by anyone, there's a lift on the statute of limitations. Our program, the Family School, our sister programs, you know, our friends that work on this in New York, Freedom Village Experience especially, there are tons of cases against our abusers right now. And this is the only way we can go after them. It's completely unfair that those that were abused in such a way, the burden is on their shoulders. And that's what Liz Iannelli is dealing with right now. Listen to her episodes from season one, where you can get more information on the New York Child Victims Act, but also her story and what she's dealing with, if you feel so inclined. But thank you for your support. Please rate and review the podcast so we can reach a wider audience. We have legislation, criminal, civil cases, all this jazz coming to the surface in a lot of areas that we want you to continue to witness with us in firsthand. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll touch base hopefully soon. I see you, survivor.